to the game week. We're going to keep Coach Dave for 20 minutes. We're going to open up front row, middle, Dave Biddle, 24/7 Sports.
Ryan, what's different about their defense this year under Jesse Minter? It looks very similar, but I'm sure there's been some tweaks. What stands out maybe that's different from last year's defense?
Very similar. You know, like you said, a few tweaks here and there, but still very good players. And, you know, they're playing very hard and, you know, one of the best defenses in the country.
Second row middle, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
A couple weeks ago, you were talking about Ty Hamilton, might have been last week, and you used this phrase, starter caliber. I was curious, on the other side of the ball, how close are you to using that term with Dallin Hayden? And is he someone that you're confident enough in after the last 2 weeks to rely on him in a big way?
Yeah, hard to say, but you know, see the way he stepped up last week was certainly tremendous and encouraging as we move into, you know, this rivalry week. And you know, great to see him taking care of the football. That's the number one thing we need. And so he'll have to have a good week of practice. And, you know, I know he's going to prepare hard to get ready to play in this game.
Fourth row middle, Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Ryan, similarly, like you guys, there's questions about who's healthy on their side of the ball, specifically Blake Corum. How do you go into this week with questions about a running back that's so important to their offense? How do you guys prepare? And do you have to do anything different if he's not on the field?
He's a great player. We're going to prepare for him to play. We expect him to play, and you know, we'll just do the best we can. They're a very good offense. They have plenty of running backs, plenty of good players. So while he is very, very good, we'll just continue to prepare for all of them.
Fourth row left, Jacob Bench, the Lantern.
Hey Ryan, of course, Saturday is the first version of the game in Columbus since 2018, and you know, most of the undergraduate body at Ohio State hasn't seen that on campus, or as a student, including myself. So just wanted to get your thought on that, and how's the first game between your team and the team, first time 42?
Yeah, 4 years. It's been a while, and being the 100th year anniversary is going to mean a lot more to a lot of people. You know, on Saturday, we understand that, and there's nothing like quite like the game. You know, and certainly have learned, you know, so much over, you know, my time here at Ohio State about what this tradition means to so many across the country. And that's why we work the game so hard and take a lot of pride in being our best here. And this is our number one goal every season.
First row, front row left, Jared Smalley, WCMH.
Hi, Ryan. How much, I don't know if you can qualify this, but how much of the mentality of this team is shaped off what happened in Ann Arbor last year?
Well, I think you're shaped by whatever's happened in your past, and we have scars, and it motivated us all off season. So we've worked very hard to get to this moment right here, and now it's time to go prepare the best we can, and that's what we're going to focus on, physically, mentally, and emotionally, to go play the hardest game we've ever played, and you know, we'll find out where we're at on Saturday.
Third row left, Dan Holt, 11 Warriors.
Ryan, in terms of, you know, the running back situation of Travion Ryan, how much does that balance of how much he'll play on Saturday come down to how much they're able to practice during the week?
You know, you're in week 12 here, so it's not like it's early in the season. These guys are experienced. So, you know, I think early in the year you'd say, well, if they hadn't practiced all week, it's going to be hard for them to play in a game. We'd like for them to practice, and we're going to plan on them to practice. But if they miss a little bit here and there to get healthy to go play in the game, then we'll, you know, adjust accordingly. But these are veteran players who have played a lot of football.
Third row middle, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, one advantage of Michigan's media day being yesterday is we get to follow up on what Jim Harbaugh says, which is usually a lot. He says there's no room for hate. This doesn't have to be hate in this game. But is there room for dislike, strong dislike? Where are you on this?
Well, it's one of the greatest rivalries there is in the country. And anytime you're fighting tooth and nail to win the game because of what's on the line, you know, there's friction at times. You know, it's just the way it works. And, you know, we try to just focus on ourselves, focus on respecting the rivalry by working it every day out of the year. And I'm going to go play as hard as we possibly can on Saturday.
You said this is the toughest game you'll ever played. Is this a referendum a little bit on what you guys are and the whole issue? Is it'll come to the surface?
Well, I just think, you know, I think about my first year being the head coach here. And one of the first things we started off the whole press conference was it comes down to this game and then you have to win every game after it. So it's not changed. It's been like this for 100 years here. So I get it. But obviously, this is a great opportunity. You know, both teams are undefeated. You know, two top, you know, three teams in the country going together at the end of the year. You know, this is what it's all about.
Right behind him, Tony Gerpen, Buckeye Huddle.
So, Ryan, this is your fourth year. You've been in the playoffs twice, championship game. you lose to Michigan last year, and everybody, you have so many questions, so many people questioning physicality, the toughness of the program. What's that been like?
Well, I think, you know, when you focus on this year and the things that have been done, you've seen a lot of good play. You've seen us really work towards this moment right here. Listen, when you lose this game, it's a tough year. There's no hiding from that, but there's only one way to handle it. That's to go back to work, address the issues that you think need to get addressed. So when you go back to play the game, you're ready to roll. So we got, a few more days here to get ready to prepare. But up until this moment, we've done everything we can to get to this moment right here and be ready to go. And so, when you get to play on Saturday, you get to play with a lot of confidence because you've known you've been working towards this moment for so long. And then you go play as hard as you possibly can.
How many of the changes with the coaching staff, whatever, happened because of that game?
I don't know if I could give you a number, but this is, we're evaluated by, the big games. That's the way it goes here. And certainly we know what comes with it.
Front row right, Austin Ward. Rivals, 97.1.
Ryan, it didn't look good for Matthew Jones on Saturday. I don't know what his status is, but if you have to make a move there, that seems like an interesting decision because Josh could kick inside. It seems like he's been the sixth guy. Enoch's been maybe the first at guard. I know you have a week of practice to the decision to make, but what do you think might be the best way forward there?
Yeah, if need be, you got a couple options right there that we'll work through during the week and figure out if we do need to go to depth, who to choose. And a lot of that have to do with how the week goes and how Matt's feeling and how well those guys do and pick up the game plan.
How much ability do you think Josh has to play inside or outside there?
He's done it before. He's mostly been a tackle this year, but he's played on the tight end. You've seen him do that. He played a guard at sometimes or at some points in last year, sometimes the year before. So he has some experience going inside and outside.
Second row right, Doug Lane Reese, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, in your career, what have you found the balance when it comes to revenge, when it comes to a game that you lost and now you're getting another shot, both in the year-long preparation for that and then the feelings of the guys on game day? What's your experience with that? What's the best way to handle it?
Well, I think you can't just get yourself going the week of. You have to build and try to recognize the things that you need to get better at and then address them, get them fixed so that when you're there again, you're more prepared for the moment. And that's really the focus of it. And I think you start talking about some of those other things, you can get distracted on what the most important thing is right now. And I think when you're playing an emotional game and a big game like this, the easy thing to do is say, let's just get to Saturday. Let me just get to the game. But we have to utilize every single minute. We have that countdown in our building, and every time a minute clicks off of that, there's one less minute for you to prepare for the game. So let's utilize every single minute we have to get ready to go, kick the ball off at noon so we're ready to roll.
In your head coaching career here, Ohio State's lost four games. Didn't play Bama again after that. Didn't play Oregon again after that. First game you guys lost, Clemson in that semifinal. You don't know that you're going to play them again, but you do get them the next year, and you guys are ready, and you win that game the second time. Is any of that instructive for this? That was an example of a year later, you get a team that had beaten you the year before and how you guys handled that.
We haven't talked about that, but, that was a different team and a different set of circumstances. Our guys know they felt the pain last year, and it led to simmer, and we had to chew on that for a whole year, and that's a long time. So we'll see what the corrections we've made. We'll see about the growth that we've made and find out where we're at on Saturday. But I know you're going to get an excited team. But right now the focus has got to be on having an unbelievable week of practice, unbelievable week of preparation with our bodies, our minds, and our souls.
Right in front of them, Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, you guys emphasize this game year-round, and you've done it in the past. And a year after a loss, is that something you talk about more, less? Do you do more Team of North drills? What's the balance in terms of trying to motivate year-round?
Yeah, there's a balance. I won't get into exactly what we do, but there's a balance there. There's certainly, you need to be reminded of what happened in the past, but also the focus is on this team. The focus is on playing this team against their team on Saturday, because nothing else matters about that. But when you have that in the back of your mind, it certainly lights a fire every time it comes to the forefront of your mind.
Front row right,
Tom Terry, WBNS 10TV.
Coach, we imagine the shoe will be rocking. Do you have a message for the fans that will be in the stadium, and what would it be?
Yeah, just that we need to be as loud as we possibly can. We got to make it a hostile environment. Anytime they have the ball, we got to be as loud as we possibly can. This game has been going along for a lot longer than I've been here, but I know how much it means to so many people, and for all the people that are going to be in the stadium, if their presence can be felt, that helps the Buckeyes.
Right behind him, Clay Hall, WSYX.
Ron, did you change, other than senior tackle, change any other processes, the way you do your business each week?
No, I mean, that was the biggest change. You know, we felt like last year things were a little bit rushed. You know, we'd wake up in the morning, get in here, practice, have senior tackle, and then guys would be able to do their Thanksgiving. We decided to, move that. You know, I know that there's been different, ways that they've done senior tackle here in the past. We decided to move that to really allow our guys to still have the afternoon with their families, but also spend more focused, more time on what really matters, and that's the game.
I know you have a checklist. How do you leave no stone unturned? Is it just plan your work?
Yeah, just
your plan.
Not a lot of sleep.
How much will you get this week?
Not much.
Third or right, Cameron T. Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, last week, Teron and Ty both said when they took the field in the spring, they felt a completely different defensive line. Same guys, but they felt completely different. Did you see that at that time? And then if so, what was different about it?
I think our guys had a year under their belts. They played more. They won some games. They lost some games. They learned. They grew. They had a great offseason. And they're a year more mature. I think, that combined with, our scheme and those guys embracing the aggressive style of our defense, I think that's where you get that.
When you play young guys like you had to last year, you're going to have growing pains. But seeing the success some of those guys are having right now and the depth that you've been able to add, you don't ever want to lose, but you feel like some of that, I imagine some of that probably helped you guys.
No, I know what you're saying. It's when you're playing young players, we had a very young but also an inexperienced team. Even the guys who were a little bit older last year hadn't played a whole bunch. There's growing pains with that, as we know. And so you hope that experience is invested time well spent. Because, when you have those growing pains and you lose games, hopefully that you can cash in down the road from those learning experiences. We'll find out.
Right next door, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Has Dalton Hayden's play elevated himself to a point where, having him healthy and running with conviction is better than 80-85% of one of these other guys? I mean, they're not just playing because they can run.
I think it's definitely worth a conversation. Yeah. I mean, I think when you start to see and you put on the film and the film speaks for itself, you got to make that decision of who's the best guy in this moment to go put on the field.
All right. Behind him, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Brook.
Man, this game already has a lot of emotions, and you added 11-0. It's 11-0, first time here in 4 years. How much do you have to balance with these guys' discipline, but also allow them to be emotional and play with emotion, but not too emotional so you don't get a cheap personal foul or a penalty that you don't put your name on?
Yeah, I think there's the emotion leading up to the game, which is, I think, what you're saying. And I think that's why we have to have our routine and not deviate from our routine, because it is such a big week. There's so much emotion involved with it. You have to, build towards noon on Saturday. But we have to have a great week of practice and preparation. But then same thing, during the game, you have to play with emotion. You can't let emotion play with you. And, the three things that we've really spent a lot of time in terms of our identification this year is: one is toughness, two is discipline, and three is skill. And so, if you can play with toughness, but you don't have discipline, then it's no good. So those three areas are the areas that we have not deviated from all season. And, we're going to hold ourselves to that standard.
Deep center, Jeremy Birmingham. Rivals.
Ryan, you guys, have tried all year long to prevent any sort of complacency from stepping in or creeping into the program, but you're 11 games in and haven't completed one of the three goals that you set at the preseason, right? So how challenging has this season been, and does it feel like the season really starts now and that this has been the longest preseason in the history?
It's when you say it like that, and I'm the one who says it, it can be sobering, but that's just the standard we hold ourselves to. I'm still very, very proud of what, how our team's grown and built to this point right here. But, we'll talk about that later. What we need to do is, we know these three goals were going to happen at the end of the season. If we played this game, number, you know, the first game of the year, then we would have that challenge right then and there. But we know in order to get to the other two goals, we have to get this one. And we knew it going in. We knew that's why competitive stamina was a huge theme for us this season, is you got to bring it every single week as you build and play your best football at the end of the season. So, you know, here we are. We've talked about it. It's another thing to do it. And so now, you know, we got to go put a great week together and try to, you know, accomplish this first goal.
Are you happy with, like, the competitive stamina of the team? Do you feel like you guys are playing the football level you want to be right now?
You know, I think every week you grow and you build and you, you know, you prepare. And each week is its own season. I just look at it like that. But along the way, you have to continue to grow and enhance. And, we'll kind of find out at the end of the season. We'll have a chance to reflect on that. In the meantime, we're just going to work as hard as we can to get, you know, get as prepared as possible to play this game on Saturday.
Fourth row right, Bill Bender, the Sporting News.
Coach, you guys haven't lost a Big Ten home game since 2015. And you mentioned the 100th year of the stadium. I mean, what to you, other than having a really good team, makes Ohio Stadium such a good home field advantage, especially in these Big Ten games? I mean, it showed up this year, too. They haven't been close.
Well, first off, we have the best fans in the land. Our guys enjoy playing in our stadium. You know, I think, you know, it's a hostile environment. I think it's a hard place to play in, you know, and I think that, you know, our guys really enjoy being here. You know, and I think, you know, anytime you have all those things mixed up into one, then that's why you have what you have. So, you know, and it's been a while since we played this game at home. You know, I think what you said was, it, I guess, four years. Yeah. So, and that's part of, you know, what every Ohioan and, you know, person part of Buckeye Nation, you know, wants to be a part of this game at home in the Shoe. So, I know it's going to be an electric atmosphere.
Second row left, Stephen Elwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, Coach. Just assessing the offensive line, it seemed the first half you guys had real problems getting the running game going the way that you wanted to. In the second half, with Dallin Hayden running behind the same offensive line, things worked out much better. Just how did you assess their play over the entire four quarters, and are they ready for this challenge this week, I guess?
You know, I after watching the film, we had several guys grade out champions. I thought some guys played very well in the game. You know, I think Maryland did a good job. They played really hard. They challenged. But, you know, I thought we, you know, got a little bit more rhythm, like you said, in the second half. I think a little bit of that was, you know, just, you know, blocking it a little bit cleaner. But I also thought that we hit the hole a little bit better as the game went on.
Right next door, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
I want to word this right here. I don't know how much you pay attention to what other programs say, what other people have said outside of this program, but you've emphasized toughness a lot this season, maybe more than any other season you've had. You guys have some of the leadership stuff in the summer, in the offseason, two leadership groups. And things were said after that Michigan game coming out of that program from coaches. How much of that were you aware of, and how much of that has been on your program's mind this offseason as you guys have kind of pushed some of the stuff, the leadership and the toughness stuff,
sure,
and now you've approached things this season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're playing in a game like this, you know, there's always going to be, you know, back and forth and things said. And, you know, obviously you see things and read things, but there's also a lot of it you try to ignore. But, you know, sometimes it matters, you know, who says it too, you know, and how much, you know, consideration you give it. But at the end of the day, you know, we got beat in that game and we had to figure out why that was. You know, a lot of people have opinions when you lose a game, and, you know, we had to identify what was real and what wasn't and try to go from there. But, you know, we certainly don't get caught up in, you know, other people's opinions. We, you know, cherish ours and try to make great decisions on how to move forward. And that's what we did.
Far right, Adam King, WBNS, NTD.
When you go off the loss of last year and the bulletin board stuff and all of that, how tough can it be to rein in the emotions this week and make sure that you're not making this game bigger than it needs to be?
I think that's the balance you try to find. Yeah, is that it is extremely emotional, but you also have to go do a job and play a game. And, you know, if you get over emotional or you get too caught up in all that, then you can start to, you know, act out of character, and that can't happen. But, you know, we also know what's at stake. So there is a fine line there that we, you know, are going to find.
Front row, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Your two predecessors made their reputation in part on success in this game. You're 1-1. How much pressure do you feel personally, not just to, you know, to coach them to win this game? I mean, how much pressure do you feel?
I mean, I think anytime you're here and you're playing in this game, you're going to feel it. Doesn't matter, you know, what your record's been. You feel it anytime you're, you know, at Ohio State because you know what's on the line. But, you know, we're not going to sit here and start to think about all that. We're going to just really focus on, you know, having a great week of preparation and playing really, really hard. And then, you know, when it's all said and done, we'll look back and kind of see, you know, where all the tally marks are. But to me, this has nothing to do with anything other than this team and just preparing this team to play as hard as we possibly can on Saturday and then going from there.
If you win, do you think it'll be more joy or relief?
You know, I don't know. Maybe, you know, after the game, we can kind of figure out where we're at again, you know, and try to discuss that. But I'm just trying to focus on figuring out what to call on first, second down, third down, short yardage, goal line. And, you know, because I think, you know, you can start to think about all those things like you're saying, which I think are all really valid questions. But it's like what really matters right now? What matters is getting these guys a really good game plan, getting practice organized and having a really good day. And that's what I'm going to focus on right now. And then we'll come up for air, you know, Saturday afternoon after the game.
Final questions, Tim May, Letterman Row.
Oh, thank you very much, Jerry. By the way, congratulations on that Buckeye leaf. when somebody says you're born on third base and think you hit a triple, where does that sit with you in insults you've endured during your career?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it right now. Maybe there's another time to hit on that. But like I said, you know, there's certain things you listen to. There's certain things you don't. And anytime you're at a high profile game with a lot of stuff going on, there's a lot of things said. But there's a time and a place to talk about that. And yeah, it's not now.
Toughness is the word this week. You know, it was taken into question last year after this game and stuff. Toughness of this football team. You've addressed that through the season and stuff. What has told you that this team is tough now, tough enough, so to speak? Obviously, the ultimate test comes Saturday. But, you know, and I'm looking at y'all. Y'all have had at least three games going into the fourth quarter up in the air, and y'all won those games. That's as much a sign of toughness, I would think, as anything else. But what just tells you you've got a tough football team?
Well, when you talk to other coaches after the game, and just, you know, what do you think? You know, and, you know, you get a lot of great feedback in that area. And you guys are playing hard. You're playing tough. You're playing physical. Guys are disciplined. They're where they're supposed to be. They're well coached. You know, you hear all those things over and over again. And that just means that we've done it. So, you know, we wanted to make it our identity. I think we've built that as the season's gone on. And but that all that building was to get to right here.
But as a coach, you'd rather a game already be done at halftime, I would think. You know what I mean? But what does that, in retrospect, having to win games in the fourth quarter, do for a team from a standpoint of confidence, whatever you want to call it?
Well, it builds resilience. It builds that toughness. It builds that perseverance. That, you know, no matter what happens in the game, it's not going to go perfect. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep growing. You got to keep building. And you know, your backs are up against the wall. What are you going to do? And, you know, we felt that a little bit here. You know, certainly the Rose Bowl was kind of the one there. We started to turn it a little bit, and then Notre Dame game, and then the Penn State game, and even last week. So, you know, that resilience has been tested. And again, all these were trial runs for right now.
I goofed up. One last question. Bill Landis, Rivals.
Brian, you saw, Chris Olave in this game at 18 as a true freshman make a real impact. I know Dallin has a larger body of work at this point than Chris did then, but what are the conversations like when you're trying to decide whether or not a relatively inexperienced true freshman can handle a spot like this?
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I think I mentioned that earlier, was that the blueprint's already there for guys like that, whether it was, you know, Marvin and Emeka in the Rose Bowl, or, you know, Garrett Wilson, you know, back in 19. Had a huge game there. Olave in 18, you know, guys kind of build and then hopefully you can count on them late in the season. So, you know, we'll see. I think the number one job for Dallin is you got to take care of the football. That's the number one thing. Anytime we hand you the football, you got to take care of that, because turnovers are going to be huge in a game like this. So he's going to keep preparing and keep growing and keep building this week. And, you know, you never quite are prepared, you know, for a moment like this until you actually get in it, you know. And I know because of, you know, the way the game went in 17, you know, when JT went down in the first, or had the knee, and, you know, before the game even started, and Dwayne went in the game. So But at the end of the day, I think like we talked about, it comes down to your preparation. You got to trust all your preparation up at this point. Focus on just having a great week of practice.
Folks, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ryan.